Welcome to Beautiful Ghosts. We are a community of people that have honest conversations, open up to others, and are willing to be vulnerable to grow and discover what is beautiful within us. Here is a new conversation with Mariana, Nico, Pablo, and you, searching for beautiful ghosts. Dos, tres, recording.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good everything. And as you can tell, I'm really calm today. So you never know, I might not swear today. I'll be very feminine and vulnerable. Well, I have, how do you say it?
Sore throat. We are lucky because Mariana has sore throat today. Today she has a sore throat. So Nico and I are going to be able to get a word in today.
Exactly.
But she's still going to swear. I'm sure she will.
Let's see. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so who wants to introduce the theme today?
Well, I think the reason, Mariana, you may want to swear today, because we're talking about conflict in relationships. In relationships in general, not specific, can be relationships with friends, relationships at work, romantic relationships, just how conflicts and how to deal with that conflict. And perhaps we should mention that this was inspired by a little internal conflict we had recently, which we may bring up if the conversation leads to it.
Yeah, it's the gossip of beautiful ghost.
Yes.
And because we are open, real, and vulnerable, we wanted to share these stories with you guys, because we think that it's very important that we show how we feel and how we dealt with those things. So
and we do it at the risk that we start fighting with each other here. So taking a big risk.
Exactly.
No, that's not what I said.
Exactly. but it will be nice for people to know that actually our relationship actually grew much more once three of us decided, with you, I'm keen to do a podcast. And then the relationship like just grew and grew and grew. But of course, after the romantic, oh my God, these guys are awesome, oh my God, fades away, then we are not the novelty. Nothing is like, woo, as before. So it becomes more real, just like with a boyfriend, wife, friend, whatever.
Well, exactly, just like with when you're with your partner, with any couple, and you're raising a kid. In this case, we're trying to raise a podcast. And so there's going to be conflicts, like when you're doing things together, you're going to have different things, how you think about it. And there's going to be reasons in which someone does something and the other person gets upset about it.
Yeah, but that is, I think, one of the main things I wanted to talk about, because the problems we had was basically people stewing over shit without saying it, or not say it in a way that it was directly to the other person. Okay, I really dislike when you spit on my bucket. I know that doesn't happen, but you know. So I think that brewing shit, which is actually brewing shit without speaking up and without addressing the conflict to the other person, is one of the main reasons why love goes away, why friendships break up, why businesses go to shit. So
it's a tricky exercise, because on the one hand, you have to accept the other person how it is. You don't want to change anyone. And maybe there are something they say, oh, you just let that pass, because of course you have to be tolerant and accept others how they are and accept yourself who you are. So it's okay, what are the things that you just let it go and say, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, I don't care, or other things that are important to you. And those are the kind of things that I think Marianne was talking about, that you have to say them. And I would also add something that I think it was key in this conversation that we had together, was that we all shared how we felt. We gave each other the time to express all our feelings and or our ideas, sorry. And then we let the person, each one of us, express whatever they wanted to say in their own pace, their own time. And something that it's very important, which is not easy, and I'm not saying here that we're perfect by any chance, but adding this this quota of love, or the way we tell others how we feel about others' behaviors. So always putting that into the equation. So when you address something, being very kind to each other.
Right. Well, I think so. This becomes more real. Then maybe let's say maybe from our point of view, what happened and what we felt about it and how we reacted. So maybe just little introduction. We were working one night, and I made a joke, and Nico got very upset. He used a strong language, and at the moment I smiled, because I thought I just made a joke. Why are you so upset, Nico? So I smiled and I didn't. So, and I think that's typical of me, and it's a way just to deflect the conflict, like saying, right, that's really, I know you're using very strong language, but I don't see here, you know, I just tried to just not to get into a confrontation, which is typical of me. I don't like one-to-one confrontation, especially if I don't understand why this confrontation is happening. But then Nico, you realized you had overreacted, and you apologized about it. And then I apologized about having upset you in the first place. And then we finished. And then our reactions were different, because I was still trying to understand what had happened. On your side, Nico, you thought everything was clarified. And Mariana, what were you thinking?
Well, no, actually, I saw it happen, but I didn't think it was a
nothing, right?
A big deal, because I was not paying attention at that time.
Right.
I wasn't really there. I was like cooking or something while you were talking. So, you know.
So you missed.
But then, so that week, Pablo said I really would love to talk about this, and then talk in a deep way.
So the next day, I'm still thinking about what happened there, and the one thing I couldn't understand is why Nico you were so upset. Like, and I thought, why there was so much anger? Like, and for a moment there, I thought, is this worth doing? If I just made a joke, and it was a stupid joke, but there was so much, you know, I felt there was so much anger, and so I did feel. My typical reaction is this worth, you know, is this relationship worth, which is typical of me. I mean, in the past, I would probably have, you know, broken the relationship or close. I would have said, this relationship is not worth it. And I wouldn't ask any questions from the other person, or I say, no, this is not worth it, and boom. But here I felt, no, I'm not going to do that. And so how do I express that here something for me is not closing? I said, I'm still shocked. I'm still a little bit shocked about what happened yesterday. And that shocked you, Nico, because you thought everything was fine, but suddenly you think it's not fine. right?
Yeah, correct. And then I said, okay, let's have a conversation. What we did was, rather than talking the same day, that was on a Sunday, then we decided let's hold for a week so we can count, and then we can reflect on what happened to each one of us, what happened, and what is our own bullshit that we have to deal with, and what is others that is, you know, supporting and helping to that bullshit, maybe.
I think for me on that Friday, the main thing was that once we set up the rules, okay, without interruption, everyone says what they think. I think that is really good because everyone just say their own shit and the other, you know, it's just great. But what also was good is that you were both open to say, yeah, you're right, I have a hang up on that, or I have a trauma on that, or that's something that it has happened to me with other people in the past, because that is the real awareness of shit. That's how you liberate yourself from the same fucking mistakes, from the same fucking relationships that they get lost. Like, that is the key. But none of that happens without being open, honest, and just let a little bit go and be accountable for the own shit you carry. I think that is what
It was not easy at all, for sure, because it was a really hard conversation, because we love each other, we appreciate each other's presence, and we wanted to make it work. We wanted to find a way, okay, what happened? How can we avoid this happening again? And then a lot of things came out after that, because then we realized, okay, that Pablo, for example, made a comment that I was quite surprised that he told me that I'm very positive and optimistic, and he doesn't understand how I do that, and I was a little bit shocked with his comment, because I thought that for me it was something normal, but then when he said that, I don't know, I took it differently, and then that helped me understand part of Pablo's reaction and the way he behaves on, for example, criticism. Just an example. So I understood now, okay, Pablo has his own set of beliefs and his own set of how his awareness and the way he expresses things. And I have to accept him how he is. But now, because I know more about him, because I gave him the chance to express more about him, I understand him better. I know more about him. And the same, I think, with me. When I started the conversation being vulnerable and talking about my trauma. And then after that, I think that made the things easier, because it was, okay, I set up the conversation being open and vulnerable, saying, like, okay, this is my shit, guys. And then, yeah.
And so I think the interesting thing here is from my side, when the following day I'm still thinking about it, I basically had three options. One is not to say anything and continue and keep my feelings with me without saying anything. I could have escalated the confrontation. I could have, you know, started get upset and start escalating the conflict. Or the third option, which is just express how I was feeling and see whether we could open the conversation. Well, I just expressed how I was feeling, and Nico, you did very well there. Okay, let's have a chat. Because then that's where you start then understanding each other. And so I think you always have those three options when you're addressing conflict, when you're upset about something that someone is doing, about something that someone did. You've got the option not to say anything, but that's not going to solve the conflict. You have the option to react by, you know, to escalate conflict or react violent and being upset, but that will probably just make the other person upset as well, and the conflict will escalate. And then you've got the third option, which is to express how you're feeling and open the conversation. So I think that was a great example of how we took that option of opening the conversation without escalating the conflict, just to understand the other person.
I just think that, you know, that was one of the few conversations in when I saw men actually talking about how they felt and that they have a problem and da da da, right? And also I had to voice how I saw things, so it wasn't easy for me either. But in all that time that it lasted, like 2.5 hours, there was love in the room and there was respect, and everyone tried to say, everyone like was very selective with their words to make sure the other person understood their point without being hurt. So that makes a whole difference, because if I say, oh, you are shit, or instead, you know, that's really bad compared to, I just think you criticize a lot. You know, it's just a completely different scenario. And yeah, and these days it's like, just for me, it's really refreshing to see two guys really wanted to talk about it. It's just not, it hasn't been easy for me to find that.
And yeah, I'm following up from that. So the emphasis was in how we were feeling. Like I didn't say, Nico, you were out of line or anything. I said I was still a bit shocked about what had happened. So I wasn't accusing, but I was saying how I was feeling. And Nico also did the similar. So we were not accusing each other of things we were doing. We were saying more how we were feeling, which is exactly what the one of the best ways to address conflict, which is when someone is doing something that upsets you, then you're saying, this is upsetting me, without, you know, accusing the other person, because perhaps the other person didn't even know that something was upsetting you. So why are you going to charge and start judging the other person?
That's another thing. Right? I discovered a lot of things about you guys that I didn't know. Mm. And that made me, of course, more aware and, okay, you know, you just change a little bit because you know that person is touchy about that. So even you can introduce even jokes about it.
Yes, and I think that's a very important topic, because and it has to do with accepting people how they are. And it's something that sometimes I struggle, because in the past I wanted to change people, because maybe I didn't like something about a person and then I wanted to be different, and that never works. The only thing you can do is change yourself, right? But by having this conversation, open up and sharing our feelings, then we understood better each other. So we know what, as Maria was saying, what are the triggers, and maybe if there are some things that you should say in a specific way, so the other person, you know, maybe have a very big impact. And I say this example about my wife, that sometimes I remember that I used to talk as soon as I wake up, I'm full of energy, and my wife is the opposite. And I remember that my wife told me one day, please don't talk to me in the first couple of minutes, because, you know, I won't be able to answer you properly. I will get grumpy. And then I just accepted how she is, and then I changed, and I didn't talk to her until maybe half an hour later. And that made a whole difference. So if you accept, if you understand, first of all, understand and know the other person better, then that also helps for the relationship. That's a secret for the relationship. If you just say, sorry, I'm like that, I'm just, that's how I am, I'm sorry, you have to take it or leave it, that's not good for the relationship. If I should say to my wife, I'm sorry, when I wake up, I'm full of energy, so you have to cope because I'm just like that. You know, it doesn't work like that. You have to see how do you accommodate so it works for both.
That's very a childish behavior, and there is heaps of people very mature these days, and that's why 60% of marriage break, because you're gonna, I told you that I wanted to go every Friday with the kids or with the fucking boys to drink. Oh, for fuck's sake, really?
Yeah, exactly. Really? And that, yeah. And it's easy to just say, I'm like that, you know? Yeah. And don't get me wrong here. And I think it's very important to be authentic, but also, you know, having a good balance between being authentic, kind, and considering other people.
But this is the thing. I think we forget that the whole point of talking and is because we love each other. So the whole point of talking to your wife, to trying to compromise and all that shit, is because you love each other. And I want you, Pablo, and you, Nico, to be happy about doing this podcast. You know, if not, there's no fun. So now, then let's depart.
Yeah, otherwise we won't have that conversation at all.
And I think for the audience, I think that's important to realize that, you know, the future of the podcast may have been at stake if we didn't deal with the conflict properly there.
Yeah, of course.
If we had escalated the conflict and then we say things to each other, which we never forgive, that's it. That was the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
If I hadn't said anything, but then during the podcast I start attacking Nico, and he doesn't know what's going on, and the audience doesn't know what's going on, but I'm still angry. So I started, right? And so, just the importance of sometimes dealing with that conflict. There's a lot at stake in dealing with that conflict properly.
I remember a guy that I used to follow one moment was saying that it's like putting a rotten fish in the freezer. Yeah. It's there, it doesn't smell because it's in the freezer, so it doesn't smell at all.
No.
But when you open the freezer and you defrost it, my gosh, the smell. So you can leave it there in the freezer for a long time.
There was a joke, this British comedian, what's his name? Michael McIntyre or something like that.
Yeah.
He's telling a joke. Well, I don't know if it's a joke or it's real, but he says his wife comes and says, Michael, I have to talk to you. And so she gets all serious. If you open a milk when there is another milk open in the fridge, if you do that once more, I swear to God, I'll divorce you.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, first, he had no idea. Right. Second, he had no idea. She was so upset about it, and she only said it probably after the 100th or 1,000th time, at the point where she could have said it, you know, the first or second time, and without having to threat a divorce, right?
Yeah.
But I talked to guys. I don't know. I know we sort of going in the avenue now, but I talked to some guys, and they say. They say, you know, we are guys. You have to tell us the same thing over and over because we need some time. So then you will see us change over time, but it takes time. And I'm like, why?
That's also something that it's easy to say that as well. No, it's coming back. So I'm going to contradict myself to what I said a couple of minutes before, because it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a guy. You have to tell me a million times. No, you know, you can improve. You can get better.
Okay.
You know, so there's also that part, because otherwise it's like, again, accepting who I am.
But can I ask you? Really? You need to hear the same thing 10 times before you understand and you do it?
Well, sorry, I need this not us, but doesn't it happen to you with things that you make a mistake over and over the same thing? we all fuck it up.
What, for me, you mean?
Yeah. Don't you don't you feel that?
No, I don't know. No, we were talking more about like this relationship. I know. Yeah. The girlfriend, boyfriend, wife.
No, and I'm surprised my wife, like, she says, please switch off the light, please leave the lights off, please leave. And she told me, like, you know, 100 times until I, you know, I started. And I was surprised. Oh, yeah, it works. She just needs to keep repeating it. And
oh, really? But
without being angry about it. And,
no, that's, you know, good. Yeah, but I don't know if I have her patience. That's the thing, because one of the things that I don't like about woman is the thing of nagging the husband or nagging the boyfriend, right? But then when the guy say that to me, I'm like, ah, that's why the girls nag. So
yeah, I think you are giving a thing, right? You are giving a day-to-day example, but
about the same thing talking about, yeah. Right?
But if you go deeper,
yeah,
it's like, okay, pick something that it's really hard to you to change, right? So even though you know you have to do things differently, you keep on making the same mistake over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you the same. It's like, come on, Marianne. So there's a point when I think it's like,
to change, I don't depend on someone or someone getting like freaking frustrated. It's my own awareness saying, hey, Mariana, you are going at 1,000 km an hour again. You're going to burn out. Or, you know, it's me saying it.
Well, but if you have someone that to remind you.
I don't know. It might be like a little bit faster. I don't know. I don't know. But at the end of the day, in all relationships, the key is to speak up. And why is that fear of speaking up? Because at the same time, we took 5 days. We didn't talk straight away, right? So we were all aware that we needed some time.
And the I think the key there is the psychological safety. If you feel that you've got the psychological safety to bring out, I felt I had the safety to say,
Yeah.
I'm still shocked about what happened.
That's true.
But you don't have that psychological safety in any relationship.
No, you fuck.
Where sometimes you won't feel it. And in fact, psychological safety is probably the most important component for good teamwork.
Yeah.
See, if there's no psychological safety where you can make mistakes, one, and also bring up problems and speak up, then that team is not going to work. And I think any relationship, imagine where a relationship where you don't feel safe, that if you're not feeling comfortable about something, if something's bothering you, you don't feel safe that you can bring that up.
Sorry. And to that point, I'm going to add one more thing. When you don't speak up, that's where the ghost starts to
to become bigger.
And then maybe the ghost was not that big, you know? So maybe the ghost gets bigger and bigger because
you end up with
all these stories and huge things. And maybe there's not like that.
And also, can I say, like, in both cases, whatever, you know, happened and triggered the whole shit, it was much, much deeper to what happened. The what happened was a little detail. But the things that we uncover through the communication, there's no way we would have known it if we didn't scrap the surface there.
Yes.
That's the win-win approach to conflict, because in the end, the conflict, if you address it properly, is actually an opportunity to move to the next level. So addressing a conflict well can take you to a next level, and not addressing it properly can destroy whatever you're trying to do. And
we touched a little bit about that, but I'm going to reword it differently, is that we left the egos behind, because we could just easily start defending ourselves and saying, what's happened, blah, 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 or not recognizing our own shit and trying to justify our reaction. You know, but we went deeper and understand, okay, what happened? I don't know. Why did I react like that? I'm going to reflect. I'm going to talk with friends to help me understand what happened. Same with you, Pablo. So we just, we just left the ego behind and start to focus on the deep stuff.
Yeah.
On the self.
Right. Normally, well, one common approach is to say, you did that. Is that accusatory tone where, you did it, and then you accuse me, and then that just leads to escalating the conflict. So if you don't leave the ego behind, you're probably going to end up escalating the conflict, because you just have two egos fighting with each other.
That's the thing. Like, come on, when you are younger, or how many people you hear, because she did this and because he did that, and no one is taking accountability or responsibility for what they have let the other person do in the past. So this person is just like behaving because you never put a fucking safety or a healthy boundary. Yeah. You know, so, you know, when you see a person going out of control because something happened with another, they never say, fuck, I let this relationship really go. I haven't speak my mind in years. That's why it's the way it is right now.
Yeah.
So, and
we judge others for their actions, and we judge ourselves for our intentions. So
that's all. Yes, you're a really good friend.
Yeah. So then it's easier to just say, "Oh, look what you did." I had no intention. And with yourself, you are understanding and level, because you are inside yourself. You don't know.
Yeah.
So opening up and tells others how you feel makes others understand. And the example of the likes that you are saying, Paulo, with your wife, sometimes what helps is, why do you want me to turn off the lights? To understand the reason behind.
Maybe why? Says, that's true.
You know, if we'll turn the lights on, we're going to pay more bills. I don't want to pay more bills. And then you say, that's a good point. And then you realize that you have to turn off the lights.
Or I could say, well, actually leaving the light on, it's only a few cents.
Exactly.
I made her realize that actually is not a big problem.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's with that example, remember the classic example of negotiation about those two sisters that are fighting for an orange, and then the mom says, okay, what's the easiest way to do? Just cut the orange in half. And so now conflict solved. But then if you are a good negotiator, you would ask, why do you need the orange for? So one would say, I want to make an orange juice. And the other one say, I want to make an orange jam. So I need just a peel to make the jam. Mm.
Yeah.
And otherwise, both parties could have ended up with one orange. But, that didn't happen because, there was no communication.
Communication. Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well,
I think it's a good way of wrapping up. Pablo, do you want to say anything crazy?
Not crazy, but just the three ways to approach a conflict: that you can not say anything and you're not solving the conflict. You can react in an accusatory way, trying to win the conflict. And that's not going to solve it. It's going to escalate it. Or you can open up and have a conversation, starting by how you feel. And if there is psychological safety in that relationship, then that will take you to the next level in that relationship.
And for me, it's like self-awareness is key, compassion as well. And then also realizing that sometimes the only way of resolving something is walking away, because it might not be resolved. And if you can handle it, the only way is to go. I'm saying this for my current situation in certain things. Like, I have tried everything, communication, love, being firm, boundaries, nothing works. So then you go, okay, detach, eject.
But you tried all those things.
If I try everything, yeah.
And that's the psychological safety we're talking about. If you express how you're feeling and how you like things to be, and if there's no progress in that relationship, then it's not working, isn't it?
You have to go. Yeah.
And my final words is that it's not easy. It's actually really hard. But we found, I think the three of us found that that's the only way. Being open, vulnerable, and express our feelings in a kind, gentle, compassionate way. And to help understand yourself, so can others understand yourself, but also to understand others. That, you know, when for me, when I understand how things are, that makes things easier.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much, people and listeners of Beautiful Girls.
Wow. Perfect.
Perfect outro. I love it.
1, 2, 3. Hope you enjoyed this conversation of Beautiful Ghosts. We invite you to join our community in our Facebook page. Get in touch if you'd like to talk with us or be a guest in the podcast. To find out when new conversations are being published, subscribe to the YouTube channel or in your favorite podcast app. Our website is beautifulghosts.org. We appreciate your feedback and comments. Have a beautiful week.